All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the National Football League. We are up to week number 10. Week number 9 was so-so for me as I went 7-6, and week number 10 did not get off to the right foot. I had the Cincinnati Bengals at home taking care of business this past Thursday night against the Cleveland Browns, and that was not the case as the Browns came down from Northern Ohio and ran roughshod over the Cincinnati Bengals, and now they are staking their claim as a legitimate playoff team in the AFC this season. But we still have some good games on tap this Sunday as well as the Monday night affair, and here are my picks for week number 10 in the NFL. Now, I'm going to get started with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Now, both of these teams come in with 5-3 records, and this is an important game for both of them in the playoff picture in the AFC. When you look at Kansas City, and they will ride their running game with Jamaal Charles and Nile Davis, and you look at Jamaal Charles, he is in that Brian Westbrook role for Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, and of course, we know how vital that Brian Westbrook was in the Philadelphia Eagles offense for so many years when Andy Reid was the coach there. So it will be imperative for this Bills defense to put a stop to Charles early if they want to win this football game. Now on the flip side for Buffalo, they have new life with veteran quarterback Kyle Orton, and he is just making things happen. This is going to be a nip and tuck affair, but I feel that the Chiefs defense will step up in the end and make the necessary plays. And I'm taking Kansas City on the road in this one by the score of 27-23. Now in Motown at Ford Field, the 6-2 Detroit Lions welcome the 5-3 Miami Dolphins to town. Now the Dolphins come in flying high after they obliterated the San Diego Chargers at home last week. But the Lions are hopeful to have all-pro wide receiver Calvin Johnson back in the starting lineup. Now, that will be big for the Lions because Matthew Stafford has been able to spread the football around to other receivers in the absence of Johnson, but there is no hiding the fact that Johnson is Stafford's go-to guy. This Lions defense has been playing good at home, and they are 3-1 there, but Miami is 3-1 on the road as well. You look at quarterback Ryan Tannehill, he wants to get it going early, and it will be imperative for this Lions defense to keep Miami in third and long to put a ton of pressure on Tannehill, forcing him to make some mistakes. This is going to be a tight one, but I'm taking Detroit at home by the score of 27-24. Now in jolly old London, England, the 6-3 Dallas Cowboys will take on the 1-8 Jacksonville Jaguars. Now the boys come into this game favored by 7.5 over the Jaguars, and of course, the age-old question in England this week, as it is stateside, is whether or not Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo will play. Now, Romo was injured several weeks ago when the Cowboys lost at home to the Washington Redskins. He sat out their game last week as they lost to the Arizona Cardinals. And Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, as far as I'm concerned, is forcing the issue a bit as far as putting Romo in this back in the starting lineup. But you have to understand that somewhat, due to the fact that you've seen what the Cowboys have gotten out of backup quarterback Brandon Wheaton. Regardless who the Cowboys quarterback is going to be this Sunday, and I believe it is going to be Romo, you need a big running game from DeMarco Murray, their outstanding running back. Murray, through 9 games, is on pace to gain 2,000 yards rushing this season, and he has shown that he is a workhorse. This Jaguars defense will have their hands full, not only with Murray, but the big physical Cowboys offensive line. Now, this Dallas defense has been opportunistic as far as forcing turnovers, and you look at a rookie quarterback for the Jaguars in Blake Bortles, who has been known to turn the football over this season, which means that it is a recipe for disaster as far as Jacksonville goes. I think the Dallas Cowboys get back on track in this one, and they take care of business at Wembley Stadium by knocking off Jacksonville 31-20. Now, a big one down in the Superdome in New Orleans has the 4-4 San Francisco 49ers traveling to take on the 4-4 New Orleans Saints. Now, of course, the Niners were upset at home last week at the hands of the St. Louis Rams, and they are looking to get back on track. The Saints are 4-4, but they are currently leading the NFC South. And on top of that, they are 3-0 at home this season. And as always, with Sean Payton as their head coach and Drew Brees as their quarterback, they are a very tough team to defeat at home. Now, for the Niners, you look at their defense. They must put pressure on Drew Brees. But at the same time, their offense has to take care of the football, and they have to find ways to finish drives. Too often this season, the 49ers offense, once they get inside the 20-yard line, they are settling for field goals as opposed to touchdowns. And with New Orleans, especially at home, you have to capitalize and get as many touchdowns as possible. This is going to be a game where two desperate teams are looking to get over the 500 mark, and I just cannot bet against the Saints at home, and I'm taking New Orleans in a tight one, 30-27. Now, the 2-6 Tennessee Titans will be in Baltimore to take on the 5-4 Ravens. Now, Baltimore comes into this game favored by 10 points, and defensively alone, the Ravens should be able to take care of business against the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are coming off of a bye, and they are going to rely on the rookie at quarterback in Zach Mettenberger. And you look at this Ravens defense, they are starting to get that feel of what they were several years ago. You still have veterans on this team led by Haloti Ngata and Terrell Suggs on that defensive side of the football, and they will be licking their chops to go up against the youngster in Mettenberger. Now, on the flip side for this Baltimore Ravens offense, you already know about Joe Flacco, but running back Justin Forsett has really stepped up and answered the bell this year, and he is giving tremendous balance to this Baltimore Ravens attack. Thus, I'm taking Baltimore at home by the score of 34-17. At the Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the 6-3 Pittsburgh Steelers travel to take on the 1-8 New York Jets. And surprisingly, Pittsburgh is only favored by 4.5 points in this game. We all know that Michael Vick is now going to be the starter at quarterback for the New York Jets. But, you know, throughout his career, it's always been a durability factor, and you wonder if Vick is going to be able to sustain it for all four quarters in this one. Either way, this Jets defense will have to try to keep their team in the game because their offense has been anemic at best. You look at Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, who is having one of the best seasons of his career, and the Jets secondary will have their hands full with wide receiver Antonio Brown. The Jets will keep it tight for three quarters, but Pittsburgh right now is just a better team, and I'm taking the Steelers on the road by the score of 31-19. Now, down in Tampa, the 1-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers welcome the 2-6 Atlanta Falcons to town. Now, these two teams met early on this season, and it was Atlanta that destroyed the Buccaneers at the Georgia Dome by the score of 56-14. A lot has changed for both of these teams since then. The Buccaneers are hopeful to have quarterback Josh McCown back under center for this game, and he just brings a different element to what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can do. The Atlanta Falcons, just like last season, the injury bug has just caught up with this team, and it is eating them alive. Tampa Bay, they're winless at home, while Atlanta is winless on the road. The Bucs have been playing tough under head coach Lovie Smith, and eventually that tide is going to turn. I think that tide begins to turn this Sunday, and they win a tight one at home over the Falcons by the score of 23-20. Now, out in Oakland, the 6-2 Denver Broncos come in to take on the winless Oakland Raiders, who have a record of 0-8. Denver is favored by 12 points in this game. The Raiders, they have been playing better under interim head coach Tony Sparano, but playing better and winning games in the National Football League are two different things. And you look at the Broncos right now, this is a team they're looking to get back on track after that tough loss last week on the road at the hands of the New England Patriots. The Broncos right now, hands down, are the class of this division, while the Raiders are still trying to figure it out. I look for Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning to come in and have his team focused on every aspect of the game, and they will look to put the Raiders out of their misery early. Thus, I am taking Denver 37-24. Now, out in the desert, the 7-1 Arizona Cardinals welcome the 3-5 St. Louis Rams to town. The Cards are favored by a touchdown over their NFC West rivals. But one thing we've seen from the Rams under head coach Jeff Fisher, they will not be an easy out. They just fly around the football and they somehow find ways to make plays. But you look at this Cardinals defense going up against a rookie quarterback for the Rams and Austin Davis. They will look to put a ton of pressure on him. Carson Palmer, the Cardinals quarterback, fresh off of his new extension, is leading one of the most balanced offenses in the NFL. And you're going to see that on display once again this Sunday. And I'm taking the Cardinals at home by the score of 27-20. Now out in the Pacific Northwest, the 3-5 New York Giants will travel to take on the 5-3 Seattle Seahawks. Now in the preseason, this was my NFC Championship game right here, but the Giants have not been following the script, and I don't think they're going to be a playoff team right now. They were throttled this past Monday night at home at the hands of the Indianapolis Colts, and it is not going to get easier against them traveling to take on a Seattle Seahawks team that is beginning to get their swagger back. Now, once again, no Rashad Jennings at running back for the New York Giants. Rookie running back Andre Williams has been a non-factor, which puts even that much more pressure on their quarterback, Eli Manning. He has the receivers to throw the football to in Reuben Randall and Odell Beckham, along with tight end Larry Donnell, but these guys simply have to hold on to the football, and that is a recipe for disaster once you're going up against that Seahawks secondary, led by Richard Sherman, who they've been infamous for getting in wide receivers' heads. Now, this Giants front seven will have their hands full because the Seahawks are starting to get the running game going again with Marshawn Lynch. And once they're able to do that, it predicates the passing game for quarterback Russell Wilson, who can be an X factor running outside of the pocket as well. The Giants will play tougher than what we saw last Monday night at the hands of the Colts, but it will not be enough, and I'm taking Seattle at home 30-23. Now on Sunday Night Football, the 3-5 Chicago Bears travel to take on the 5-3 Green Bay Packers. Green Bay comes into this game favored by 7.5. These two teams met earlier this year at Soldier Field, and it was a tight one early on, but it was dominated in the second half by the Pack. Now, the Chicago Bears are coming off of their bye. Heading into their bye, they were dominated on the road by the New England Patriots, and a ton of questions have been swirling around this football team, and you wonder whether or not the Bears are going to be able to answer the bell. If they're able to answer the bell, it's going to start and end with their franchise quarterback in Jay Cutler, who must do a better job of taking care of the football and finding ways to get the football to Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey at wide receiver. But on the flip side for Green Bay, it's all about an Aaron Rodgers we trust, and Rodgers once again is having an MVP caliber season at quarterback for Green Bay. And this defense is a little bit unheralded, but this front seven led by Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews will look to put pressure on Cutler and keep him forcing turnovers. This one right here will be won by the Pack, and I'm taking Green Bay at home by the score of 34-24. And finally on Monday Night Football, the 3-5-1 Carolina Panthers will be in the City of Brotherly Love to take on the 6-2 Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the season has not gone the way the Panthers have expected it to go, and the injuries, both offensively and defensively, are catching up to them. And one man, their quarterback Cam Newton, simply cannot do it by himself. Now, on the flip side for Philly, we all know that quarterback Nick Foles is out. In steps former New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez, and I think he's going to do a good job here because you figure Chip Kelly, the Eagles head coach, is an offensive-minded guy. He's taken time to really groom Sanchez into being a pro quarterback, and Sanchez has a ton of talent around him. You look at running back LeSean McCoy, who can tote the rock, and Jeremy Maclin is really stepping into his own right now and being that number one wide receiver for the offense down there in Philly. I'm taking Philadelphia at home by the score of 34-23 as they look to get control of the NFC East. Folks, those are my picks for this week in the National Football League, and I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 10 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.